Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That, here with Derek and Tiffany. Welcome back, Tiffany.
Welcome back, everyone. We're glad to have you again.
Hopefully you guys, yeah.
Excited to keep tuning back in. We hope we have some repeat users.
Repeat listeners.
Yeah, repeat listeners.
We hope at least one or two of you out there listening. And hopefully you're gearing up for the fall. I know it doesn't feel like fall out there quite yet, but I think it's coming. I hope it's coming. I'm looking forward to fall, but we definitely have a lot coming up, and we hopefully you enjoyed the last episode with the Rotary International gentlemen, Mark Roy and Larry Skaggs, hear about their efforts with building leaders in the community and providing service opportunities for anyone and everyone who wants to be involved within the Rotary Club that they would. Wants to get involved with them is a great opportunity, and with their with them starting up that new chapter here in downtown, the Henderson After Hours Rotary. Hopefully, you're able to check them out and see, maybe meet with them and see how they're doing. So
it's a really cool addition to downtown, on top of all the other exciting development and events and things we have coming up. Now we are getting social clubs and service clubs. So
yeah, it's a lot of exciting. It's very exciting to have different, all sorts of variety of groups and people down here now. So, and speaking of which, I think we have a lot coming up here in the next couple of weeks of October. You know, talking about busy season of the fall. Boy,
we are
starting to get out. So
jumping into that busy season of events where everyone's finally enjoying the good weather. Fingers crossed that it's below 90. coming up this week, we actually have National Night Out with the Henderson Police Department. It's a great place to bring the family for activities, resources, safety, child safety. There's just endless booths there that you can get information from for you and your family. And then coming up on October 7th, the Henderson Civic Symphony will be doing a rendition of The Princess Bride in concert on the Water Street Plaza, which should be really amazing. Last year they did Encanto and it was a beautiful rendition. So I'm excited for The Princess Bride this year.
Well, that's pretty cool because they have the movie showing on the big screen on the wall, but then have a live orchestra playing the music. So it's pretty fun.
They do. Yeah. It's pretty spectacular to witness actually.
Yeah. So that'll be a good one to come back and check out.
Yeah. And then just a little bit further down the road, we have something every weekend in October, but we have the Bavarian Bash Oktoberfest on October 14th. That's going to be in the Army Street Plaza, so there will be more details coming out about that, but we hope you'll join us that weekend as well.
Yeah, and you can find out more about each of these events on our website, cityofhenderson.com, and go under events, and you can get more details about time and location and what's happening. And so, like Tiffany mentioned, we got a lot going on here and coming up in October, a lot of fun events, and so we want you to get out and come check us out downtown here on Water Street. Lots happening.
And make sure to stop in at one of your favorite restaurants or breweries on your way to these events. Just get your belly full and then go enjoy an evening in the Water Street Plaza.
And if you're looking for something to do on Thursday mornings, there's always the farmer's market is out on Proctor Park, which is in front of the justice facility. So
they're growing every week. So if you've been the past week or in the past couple months, just come back and see that they're growing, and each week that the weather gets nicer, they have more booths out there, more vendors, and in addition to produce, sometimes there's a food truck, a coffee vendor, locally sourced honey. There's some really neat vendors, unique.
Yeah. So. Yeah, got a lot of cool stuff that comes out. I know they get a little small in the summer when it's hot, but during the fall and spring, a lot more of the vendors come back out. So come check them out Thursday mornings. 8 to 12, you can't go wrong. Well, today we had the opportunity to sit down with a young gentleman who's an up-and-coming videographer. He's actually out of comes to us via Burbank, California, where he did some video work out there and some exciting small projects and stuff that he worked on. But he's here in downtown Henderson, actually. His office is run out of his home that he lived, but he lives here in downtown, just off of Water Street. His name, Drew Mitchell, is with Arcturus Cinema, is the name of his company. And if you want to interested in checking him out, you can go to ArcturusCinema.com. I'd spell it, but I'm not sure I'd be able to get it right. But
I can spell it for you. It's ArcturusCinema.com.
Excellent. So now you know. Go check out his website, and he's got some pretty cool stuff that he's worked on. He works on digital business cards, and he'll come and work with you to on your social media outreach and get your name of your business and face of your business out there on the World Wide Web. So
yeah, he really specializes in helping businesses grow by telling their story through video.
Yeah.
Just telling their story through video.
Through video. Yeah, it was awesome to sit down with him, kind of hear some of his stories, things he likes to work on, and some of the things he has worked on in the past. And so it was a fun day sitting down and talking to him. And so sit back, relax for a minute, and let's take a listen to Drew Mitchell. Welcome back to Redevelop That. I'm here today with Drew Mitchell with Arcturus Cinema. It's a video cinema. No, I won't say cinematography. Is it? Is that what?
It can be. Yeah. We basically work with a couple really fine videographers, but mainly we have a twofold mission. So we do video marketing and then we do video production.
Okay.
So we have clients where we just will just shoot videos for them, right? And then just edit videos for them. But yeah.
So you cover all the kind of, cover a full gamut of video production and video editing and anything that will get your face out on the screen type of business here?
For the most part, yeah. So that's a good question that you ask, because for a while I was doing pretty much all kinds of different random video freelance projects. But about 3 years ago, I made the shift where with my freelance business to focus exclusively on doing corporate or videos for businesses. And it's been really fun. I actually really like doing the social media videos. We do a lot of like video business cards, which is kind of like an interview with the business owner. And then we intercut it with some cool B-roll shots of them doing their thing, you know, working with employees, working with customers. And so when we make our videos for clients, we don't just give them the video. We also give them like the strategies that we come up with a game plan together, depending on what business, you know. It could be smart for them to do some like YouTube content if they have a YouTube channel, or maybe they're just using YouTube to host the videos on their website. So at any event, like I'll come up with a good strategy that they can use, and then I'll check in with them to make sure their video is working for them.
Getting the most out of the process. So, well, that's pretty cool. I know I saw on your website that you worked with one of our downtown businesses, Michael's Photography.
Yeah.
I got them shot and got some video up on your website of them. What does the process look like when somebody comes up and ask you, hey, I want to do this. What do you do to get them going? And mentioned a little bit about it, but you know, from start to finish, what does it look like?
That's a great question. So for me, what I first like to do is basically have kind of like a informal interview with the business owner, you know, because there's of course the film interview. So it's kind of like the pre-interview where kind of. Or I also call it the deep dive, where I dive deep into the business, kind of like figure, like I see myself as a detective. Like I'm trying to figure out where they can kind of streamline their sales process or their marketing with video. And then from there, then I'll come up with a game plan, like a general strategy. And the cool thing about the video business card is after I get all that information, I can figure out, because it's so versatile as a video asset. So I'll be like, okay, yeah, we could use it on here. We could put it on this site. And so after we do the deep dive, then we do the actual, we schedule a time, get to bring my team over to their place of business. And then we shoot the interview. And then the interview, I just keep it very casual. I don't use scripts or anything like that. I just think you get a lot of golden nuggets when you're just interviewing. There's like cool story they might say
right,
whatever. And then preferably on the same day, we'll do the B-roll shots, you know, of them working with their team, working with customers. And then after that, I'll edit the video. And then what we do is a client reveal session where we Skype or Zoom call with the client and basically premiere the video to them.
Okay,
cool. And it's just a quick way for us to get any sort of feedback.
Right.
And then after we, you know, they're happy with it, they've given us some feedback, then we'll walk them through basically how to market it. And I'll record like a little video email, you know, like off a Soapbox or a Loom with a copy of the plan that we've laid out together. And so that way, if they need to refer it, they can just watch the video whenever.
Yeah, here, check this out.
Yeah,
send that out. That's amazing to have that service and to provide that opportunity for a business to really, you know, I think I know we're sitting here talking on microphones, so you know, people don't get to see us, but you know, in the world of that we live in today, it seems like video and, you know, YouTube media and online media is such a huge aspect of what we do and, you know, how we interact with from business to business and business to clients. And so that's a, you know, it's a cool service, amazing service to be able to provide that to a business to help them to get their name out and get the word out of who they are and what they do and, you know, what the service they can provide to the community. So yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a, gives you a good background on what's going on. And so, so how long you been here? How long you been up and running here in Henderson?
That's a great question. So we basically moved here I have a new crew that I work with here in Vegas. I still have my crew I was working, who worked with me in Burbank, California. Uh-huh. So about basically it's in October, it will be officially 2 years. So in October, it'll be officially 2 years that I relocated from Burbank, California to Henderson. And it's been awesome. It was like a little crazy moving during COVID.
Right.
And then I just had my Buick Regal at the time and I was just making trips. I did like 3 trips in the span of a week.
Oof.
And just moving down there. And then the third trip, it was more bearable because my parents, helped me move. They came down and you know, helped. They brought their SUV, but it's been really, really cool. And I've just been networking and trying to get back. When I first moved, they hadn't opened up Water Street yet. They're still at the final stages. And then I want to say January or something, they opened it up.
Yep.
So it was pretty cool to witness this. I'm like, oh, that's like down my street.
That's right. You're here in downtown Henderson. So you're near the Water Street district. So that's super convenient for all of our downtown businesses.
it is.
Have access to. And what are your thoughts? I mean, you mentioned it when it opened. I mean, what have you been to your experiences about Water Street as you've over the past year, I guess it's been
it's been cool to see how, you know, ever since they finished Lifeguard Arena, how it's like just bringing in, you know, slowly but surely, you know, more business is coming here. And then certain businesses are changing out, like Sunset Pizzeria, and then now it's Sticks, and just seeing how things are changing. And it's pretty cool because I remember when Chinitas opened and I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting, you know, take on a restaurant, right? And you know, it's just cool to try all the different places. And even within the casinos, they have really cool restaurants too.
Yeah, they do.
So, and I'm not a gambling man myself, but like I like going in for the casinos for the entertainment. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll have some events there, and then also they have good food.
I know. We talked to the owner. We know the owner of Emerald Island.
Oh, nice.
Casino, and we were talking to him actually a little while ago, and we were joking with him, like, you know, because they do their barbecue. They have their slow, you know, smokers out back in the out back behind the casino that just like inundates the whole, you know, neighborhood with smoked meat smells, and you're like, that's just not fair, man.
Yeah,
just drawing you in. So it's kind of funny. That's cool. Yeah, it's we. You know, yeah, we're excited where kind of where Water Street has come from. I mean, you've only been here a few years, but, you know, Water Street has definitely had quite a transformation over the years. And so it's always good to hear, you know, perspectives on what you feel is going on and how it's looking and, you know, activity that's going on downtown. And so what have been some of the other businesses you've worked with? I mentioned Michael's. Mm-hmm. Is there any that stand out in your mind that have been, you know,
oh, that's a great question. So for me, I would say, you know, it's been really great to the other Henderson business I worked with is they do like refinishings and where they'll refinish your kitchen countertops or and then tile. And they also do like bathtubs, you know, the porcelain tubs. And so they approached me to edit their training videos. They already had everything shot and they had... kind of it loosely organized. So I organized it in Dropbox and edited, I think it was like over 12 or 13 training videos.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know when they're going to launch the course, but that was really cool because they're just located. They're over by Raiders Way. So they're like way on the opposite end of town.
That's another one of our high industrial areas. So yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But it was really cool. So it was really cool working with them. And then I also like keep in touch with, you know, some businesses, you know, my other clients back in L.A. Like I worked with Jonathan Lammers, who's like a master at casting films and then commercials. And he also does television in L.A. And then I worked with Jason Spann was when I was first, you know, starting out with changing the shift to businesses, and he's a certified life coach and educator. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah, it was really awesome working with them and getting those marketing materials for them, and then just seeing where they're going. I like to check in and just see, you know, how they're doing and what their goals are, what their plans are.
So, I mean, so you came here from Burbank. Is, you know, were you doing similar type of work there in the Burbank, LA area, or was your kind of your background in a different genre?
Oh, that's a great question. So, when I was moving in Burbank, when I lived in Burbank, I mainly did a lot of, I would say, video editing, like freelance video editing.
Okay.
And that was like mainly, it was just kind of stuff on Upwork, stuff kind of locally. I was trying to get into a post-production house somewhere in Burbank, you know, just walk in. Because I was close to so many where I lived. I was like, they do post-production. This place, if 10-minute walk, does post-production. And I was trying to be their in-house video editor, assistant video editor. And that wasn't, you know, they were being pretty, they weren't hiring at the time, I think. And I checked in quite a bit. And then, so I did the freelancing on Upwork, which was pretty great right before pandemic. It was awesome. And then, yeah, I just networked a lot. And then that's just like when I slowly shifted to like, you know, I should start doing like video business cards and stuff like that. Cause a buddy of mine in a Facebook group was doing that. With his video business, is like, yeah, I could do that, no problem, you know. So it was really cool, and I just did more. Basically, what happened is I got laid off in Burbank from Specialties Cafe and Bakery, and I was getting some unemployment, you know, fairly good chunk of change from that, and I was like, you know what, I should just freelance and just see. I think it was in June. So I was like, I want to see if I can do the entire summer. Because I was really pushing myself because before then, I was always like working some sort of like food service job and then kind of hustling, kind of doing the side hustle. So I was like, let's see if I can do this full time. And I actually did pretty well on Upwork and had a lot of people from all over who needed videos edited. One of them, she had a YouTube channel, and she did travel vlogs.
Okay.
So she hired me for that. And another person was doing corporate videos, like testimonials and training videos. Mm-hmm. And he was based out of Australia.
Oh, wow.
And so it was kind of a weird time difference to connect with him.
Yeah, that's right.
It's yeah.
All over day and night, almost literally. So difference yeah. in time. So you mentioned a couple of times, I'm not familiar with, what's Upwork?
Upwork is basically a freelancing platform
okay.
that it used to be on. Yeah, you, people can go there, they can post gigs, and then you can get hired for gigs.
Okay.
And it's all different types of freelancing possessions. They even have like CPAs on there and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
So, it was a place to go looking for someone, huh?
Yeah.
So that's interesting. That's a good resource to know about. And so, well, that's amazing. I mean, it sounds like, you know, it's a pretty amazing story to have gotten where you are, and the amount of work you've done, and you know, the type of work you've done. I mean, in the video realm, it's almost endless the types of things that you can do nowadays with, you know, with the editing and the, you know, post-production and production aspect of video work. So that's, I mean, do you enjoy one or the other, or, you know, one or the other, you know, between the
oh, right.
kind of post-production or the production side? Or?
That's a good question. I kind of like, I would say I love it all. I mean, I've been editing so much recently, where so now like I'm trying to do less editing and more shooting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really love it all. And I really love doing the, because the way I see it is like a win-win. You know, I really love doing more creative passion projects, stuff mm-hmm. like short films that I love to do. But then also by helping out the businesses here with their video needs and with their video marketing needs, I can use a little bit of that extra money towards those creative projects. And then also, of course, to, you know, grow my business. So
right.
it's just a really cool, like, win-win, because I just really love fine-tuning my craft anyway and pushing myself to be a better video maker.
Sure. So you mentioned short films. Or do you have one out there that that we can go see? Or
yeah, actually.
Check out? I'm interested to...
Yeah, there's one I did. My most recent one is a cyberpunk short film. It's about 32 minutes.
Okay.
It's have you ever seen Black Mirror?
I haven't.
It's the Netflix. It's kind of mind-bending, kind of, you know, it's kind of in the near future, a lot of their stories.
Okay.
And kind of psychological. So anyway, I made a short film. It's 32 minutes. It's this action thriller.
Okay.
And the basic synopsis of that is it's about this man who's adjusting to civilian life. He's invalided out of the army, and he's having all these homicidal nightmares of killing people. And his therapist, you know, thinks it's just post-traumatic stress mm-hmm. and he needs to spend more time with veterans. But then one night when he goes home, he receives in the mail like an anonymous text message claiming to know why he's having nightmares and not to open the manila envelope. And so he sees the manila envelope and he's like, how did this person know that? And so from there, he starts to question certain things, and then it leads him into this, you know, crazy situation later on. So yeah, it's a really cool, because I really like doing kind of the more psychological stuff mm-hmm. and I love cyberpunk. So I wanted to do something a little bit more, less stylized, more minimalist mm-hmm. and more psychological.
Sure.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. That sounds like a pretty cool concept and idea. My run across a few of those lately that I'm like, what, like movies like Tenet, or where you're, I don't know if you're familiar with that movie. Where
yeah.
I have a hard time. I enjoy watching it, but in terms of following the movie, I'm like, holy cow, this hurts.
Yeah. My Christopher Nolan, he does that sometimes.
Yeah. You're like, oh man, this is, I got to watch this four or five times before I get there.
But. Yeah. Cause I like doing, when it comes to making films myself, like I like to, I feel like I'm kind of in between. Like I understand why Christopher Nolan does that, but at the same time I want people to get it, but I don't want to spell it out for them.
Right.
But I don't want it to make a film where you have to watch it like three or four times to be like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. Right.
So usually the second's good for me. Like if you can get like the plot of the movie the second plot, you know, a pass through, excuse me.
Like, yeah,
that's ideal.
You're doing good. So that's awesome. Well, that's amazing. You got an amazing story, amazing background. And so I think it's exciting to have someone with your types of skills and abilities here within our, you know, downtown area and within our downtown redevelopment area. So that's exciting. I'm glad we were able to hook up with you and, get your work, get your message out there and help people to, figure out how to better market their business. You know, that's something as within redevelopment, one of our goals is to help businesses to grow and to develop and to, not that we want them to grow and move away, but at least to grow and, do well within, within our area and our space. And so, anything we can do to help provide them with the resources to, because we have a lot of, there's a lot of small business owners that don't have, huge amounts of resources available to them. But, whenever we can find something we feel it would be beneficial to them to get the who they are out there, we're definitely down to share that as much as possible. So that's a service like yours is definitely right up that alley to get it out there.
Yeah. Cause at the end of the day, that's what I like love to do ever since I moved here and I saw the potential of the Water Street. I just want to, you basically use my superpower of visual storytelling and telling their story. Cause I just like, I've always been generally fascinated by the people I interview mm-hmm. for these video business cards or if it's just doing like social media videos for, for the content,
yeah.
right? If they're too, cause oftentimes when I talk to business owners here, it's because they put out a couple videos on their social media, but, it's the consistency. They're just mm-hmm. too busy to make it consistent. And so I like to help them with that. And then I also like to help them with the video business card because it's such a great way to get their message out there. And uh-huh. then it kind of ties all the other video assets together.
Right.
And it's such a great, the way I tell it to my prospects and to my clients as well is I say it's like a salesperson working for you tirelessly while you sleep because that video is going to be on your social media. It's going to be on your website. So anytime someone's, perusing and checking out, let's say if you are into your chiropractor,
mm-hmm.
someone's searching chiropractors and because it's YouTube and it's been optimized correctly, like their website, not only is going to get ranked better because I tell them to use the YouTube videos to host it and then put that on their homepage. But then also the video itself, when you set up the keywords and all that, that will go up and get them on the front page. So
right.
it just helps them get that visibility mm-hmm. that they deserve and really, save them a lot of time. Because also the other problem is, and the time note is a lot of business owners feel like they have to explain their process or they get a lot of frequently asked questions or objections. Mm-hmm. And so if you can just, basically have that kind of front loaded in a video
right.
and just when someone asks you a question, hey, let me text you my video business card or we'll put on the email signature for a client. So like a custom animated GIF
uh-huh.
A thumbnail for their signature.
Yeah.
So that way when they're emailing prospects, they can just click it and it just saves them time.
Sure.
And then because those are, it's so versatile and it's a pin post on their Facebook or it's featured on their LinkedIn, it just helps with the brand awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. No, and that's, like I said, when you have a small business, sometimes that's not, you're just trying to focus on your product and not sometimes don't have all the amount of time in the world to worry about the marketing side of it. And so anything to help that aspect is huge, huge to them. So thank you for that service, providing that
Definitely.
Opportunity and to all these businesses. So hopefully we can attract a bit more business for you, drive a few more customers your way. How's that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So. Well, Drew, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate your time and sitting down with us. And, we look forward to seeing some great content out of you here in the future, especially here on Water Street and in the area. So if there's anything we can do to help you out in the future, let us know.
Definitely. I definitely will.
So what's your website?
Oh, my website is www.arcturuscinema.com.
Okay.
And you can just go on there. There's my video business card, and then I have the examples of the other client work that I've done on there too. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a great place to learn more about what we do.
Are you on Instagram and all those also? Mm-hmm. Or okay.
Yeah, yeah. My Instagram should be on my website too.
Is it okay?
Yeah, but my Instagram is AJM104.
AJM104. Okay. Well, thanks again, Drew. Yeah, I know it's one of those days. So, but too much excitement this weekend. I guess. too much holiday weekend going on.
But, true.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for being on, and we look forward to talking to you in the future, okay?
Sounds good. We'll stay in touch.
Well, welcome back from that awesome interview with Drew. We are grateful for his time and thankful that he could take a minute to sit down with us and share with us his excitement for doing videography work and working with businesses. And it was even kind of cool, some of the personal projects he works on, some of the things that he delves into. Sounds super interesting, and sounds, I don't know if I'm not a huge fan of scary movies, but I know there are many of you out there that do enjoy that genre of video work and movies and types of stories. And so, yeah, go check him out. Drew Mitchell. Thank you, Drew, for sitting down with us again. And if you guys are, again, interested in his work and wanting to find out more about Drew, you can go to his website, the ArcturusCinema.com, and reach out to him and see what he can do for you and help you get your name, your business out there in the social media world. And like I said, he does the digital business cards, which are pretty cool to be able to have that to share with people.
Yeah, he can help you build your business brand through video and through cinematography. It's interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So, yeah, anyways, reach out to him. He's a cool guy. Thanks, Drew, again, for being on with us. And we look forward to hearing from you and seeing more of your projects and work around down here on Water Street and rest of our redevelopment areas. Hopefully pick up some work here. So, anyways, again, for all you out there listening, and if you haven't had the opportunity to be on our show yet and would like to be on the show on an episode, we'd love to come sit down with you and at your business and meet with you and see how things are going and hear your story about how you've come to be on within one of our redevelopment areas here in Henderson. And we know there's a lot of great businesses out there and a lot of good stories that we would like to be able to share. And so reach out. You can reach me at derek.allen, that's derek.allen, A-L-L-E-N, at cityofhenderson.com. And
also, yeah. Derek, on the flip side of that, if our listeners have something they'd like us to explore, or maybe there's an aspect of redevelopment that you'd like to learn more about, let us know that too. Reach out to Derek through email and we can dive right in and get more information for you and present that. Redevelopment's a little bit mysterious sometimes, so.
Yep, absolutely.
Let us know.
More than willing to share our story too. You know, we have a lot going on, and there's sometimes a mystery of what redevelopment does and what we can provide. But we definitely, you know, that's part of this podcast, is getting our message out there that, you know, we're here for you as the business owners and businesses to help you out to be sustainable and grow and help our redevelopment areas grow also in response. And so, cool. Yep. Give us a reach out, and if you received this by email, if you got our email, you can also schedule appointments with us off of our website. We have forms and meetings requests that you can reach out to us also. So, well, with that, we are going to sign off this episode. Thanks again for listening to Redevelop That here with Derek and Tiffany. We look forward to future episodes that are coming up soon. We'll be in touch soon.
And talk to you next week.